The Urbana District 116 School Board recently requested an audit of the district's hiring practices, and that audit found some problems with the hiring process. Illinois Public Media's education reporter Lee Gaines obtained a copy of the audit report, which was conducted by the law firm Robbins Schwartz, and she joins me now to discuss it. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, happy to be here.
How did you find out about this audit?
I was approached by a concerned citizen who was able to provide me a copy of this audit. I did try to obtain this audit through the Freedom of Information Act request, meaning I submitted a FOIA to the Urbana School District, and they almost immediately responded the next day, denying that document to me.
In looking at this copy of the report, what things stood out to you?
So I do want to make it clear that they only reviewed a small sample of positions that had been hired in the last year and a half. They had filled over 500 positions over the last year and a half, and this covered about 19 positions. And so I think the biggest things for me was basically that the district wasn't following its own hiring procedures as they've been presented to the Board of Education, and also that because they weren't hiring their own, they weren't following their own hiring procedures, that they were vulnerable to legal challenges because of that. Legal challenges that this audit report said would be very difficult to defend. And I think the other big thing is that the process was entirely subjective. That's a direct quote from the audit in several cases. And also that in some cases, it did not appear that the best candidate for the job was offered the position. I also think it's important to note that the people that hold these positions are predominantly people of color.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned that the audit looked at just a few positions within the district. Which positions are we talking about here?
We're talking a handful of administrative positions, some clerical positions, a lot of positions related to the district's new restorative practices discipline model, as well as some positions in the technology department.
Do we know why the school board requested this audit?
We do not. I reached out to the district. I was told in a statement from Superintendent Don Owen that they wouldn't be able to comment because the audit review is not complete, and so it would be inappropriate for them to comment on it. I also personally reached out to the board president, John Dimmitt. He declined to comment, citing his health problems. He recently had a stroke. I then followed up with Vice President on the Board of Education, Benita Rollins Gay. She did not return my email. She didn't return my text. She didn't return my phone calls.
Very good. Any idea what comes next here for the district in this process?
I wish I could answer that question, but I've received very little feedback or very little of anything from Board of Education, from the district itself. The audit report did outline several recommendations, including a recommendation that the district stop giving any preference to any protected class. Protected class generally refers to race, religion. In this case, it's race. And they also suggested that the board actually create an oversight committee made up of two or three board members to look at how the hiring process is playing out in the district and to kind of make sure that they're following their own procedures and protocols.
Okay. We'll see where the Urbana School District goes from here. That's Illinois Public Media's education reporter, Lee Gaines. You can read her full story about the audit of the Urbana School District's hiring practices at willnews.org. Lee, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.